Hey, everybody, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, we found out what Oprah's favorite things were, but then we found out what Tony's favorite things are.
That's what you really want.
I'm sure like most of you, I know I do this, sit around all year on pins and needles.
Yep.
Waiting for Oprah to release her list of her favorite things. I mean,
it's on our calendar.
I mean, I hate that it's, I wish she would do it every month. That way we could keep up with it better, but just once a year. And it's always right here before Christmas, too. Have you noticed that? It's almost like she's getting paid to say she likes these things, but who knows?
We can't be alone. People who just can't wait to hear Oprah's favorite things.
I know. Okay. So here they are. They're finally here. So we go. You can get a one of her favorite things is a grapeseed oil gift set, $85.
That's expensive.
A mustard trio for $21.
I can give you some good mustard a lot cheaper than that.
Sure, you can go to the grocery store, pick up three mustards on sale for way less than $21. Surely.
Grey Poupon, that fancy mustard.
Yeah, it's not even
you
like
three
that.
Three cans of that.
12 sea salt caramel truffles, that's $40.
What?
Some fruit pies on here for $35.
Nobody wants a fruit pie.
A faux fur shearling muckluck hat. That's what you need, Tony. You needed you a muckluck hat.
Now my life can be complete.
If you had $125, you could get it.
Oh, my
gosh. I know, right? A reusable shopping bag, a three-pack for $36. What in the world?
DG gives out yellow plastic bags free all day.
Here's a $550 griddle.
What? Griddle?
Not a girdle. Griddle.
Griddle.
And a $50 fabric shaver. I don't even know what a fabric shaver is. My fabric, it never grows a beard or nothing.
Don't need to tend to or nothing.
Yeah, my none of my shirts have pubic hair, so I don't guess I need that.
Do you want me to go through? I have a list.
Yeah, because I think this should always coincide.
Yes.
A list, when we hear of Oprah's favorite things, we all also need to know a list of Tony's favorite things.
Here, to save you money, write these down. Chip and Joanne's book on building a strong relationship. I think it's called Shiplap Kind of Love, and it's a great read, I heard.
Uh-huh.
Another of my favorite things, jalapeno spam. Mm.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it
is. Okay. You're not making that up.
It's good. Another, Gojo bar soap.
Yeah, you can't beat Gojo bar soap. I agree with you on that 100%. It's
the great use of Gojo with you ain't got a pump
100%,
for it.
Yeah.
Another favorite thing is a Harbor Freight various bungee cord sizes in the tube.
Oh, man.
Like $6 get you all the different size bungees.
The bungee cord tube? I mean.
Eat that, Oprah.
Yeah, they're almost disposable, too. I mean, they're just so, you just go get one every single time, 100%.
And a must on my list, last thing here.
Yeah.
The belly button lint micro vacuum cleaner. It's like a little shop back for your gut.
Right. Because using the canned air makes the belly button too cold. It'll hurt you. After a while, that stuff's freezing. Can we stop it with the gender reveal parties?
Please.
Like, for real. Back in the day, guys' husbands would wait outside of the hospital room, and the wife would go in. They would have the baby. Nobody would know what the baby was yet, boy or girl, until the baby was born. That's old school gender reveal party.
Yeah, right.
Back in the day, that's how it worked.
And everybody smoke a cigar.
Right, yeah. Yeah, see, now they make the husband go in there and watch it all. Let me tell you what we don't want. We don't want to watch it all.
Mm-mm.
We don't want to see the miracle of birth. We don't want to see it. We saw it in health class. That's all we need. Everything else is gross.
Yeah,
we don't need to be there for that.
Smoke cigars in the waiting room with our buddies.
That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's no guy that's going to come out and say that.
But they're thinking it.
But that's what they want, ladies, if you're listening. Okay. Now, these gender reveal parties, let's start on those. Those have gotten out of hand.
They're getting crazy.
We've got to dial it back a little bit here for the gender reveal party, guys. Here's what happened.
All right, what?
There's a report that got released by the National Transportation Safety Board. If the National Transportation Safety Board is in on your gender reveal party, you've took it too far. It
means you got the government on you now.
This happened in Turkey, Texas. They hired a pilot friend of theirs to fly by the party and either dump blue water or pink water based on the baby's gender. He flew too low.
Oh, no.
He dumped the pink water. So, yeah, it's a girl. Then he crashed. He lost control and then crashed his airplane. He's okay. And the passenger that was in there is okay, too. So
Thank God he's all right.
So it's fine. Now, so that's tragic. Now, last week there was a story a lady did die because they used one of those things that explodes to make a powder go everywhere and exploded on her and she ended up passing away.
Wow. Just to find out what the sex of the baby was.
Right, and I don't know if she knew before she died or not, so she may...
she may have went to eternity not even knowing.
She may never know, yeah. Have you ever got the Google disease? You might ought to Google it. Tony, this story is for you, because I remember last year, what was it you had?
With what?
When you were Googling your symptoms.
Colon cancer.
That's right. For a second there, Tony had colon cancer last year.
It was food poisoning. Yeah. But I don't know, but all the symptoms, if you Google it, it's what it gave me.
Well, that they always put the worst, so no matter what you type in, you're going to get cancerous inflamed super herpes or something, you know? It always starts off like the worst ever. Yeah, right. But according to a new survey, 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves they've had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms, much like your colon cancer.
I'm not alone.
It turned out they actually had something much more minor, like what was you actually had gas. That's right, gas.
Well, say poison ivy, and you know, certain types of ringworms look a lot the same. And
it's hard to tell sometimes. Three out of four people who've diagnosed themselves online said it made them worry more, not less, about what's wrong with them. Then so they wonder, do we ever get it right?
Do we?
Survey found it can happen, but we get it right less than 40% of the time. So there's a chance. I guess you almost really did have colon cancer.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you did, and I'm glad it was just... I'm glad you were just gassy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Had a brand new story from Tony.
Hope you like it.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a man named Darth Vader invited his son Luke over for Thanksgiving to try to heal their damaged relationship.
Would you like mashed potatoes?
Asked Darth Vader. No, I hate mashed potatoes, said Luke. I don't know why you even made them. You can't even get a fork in your mouth. If you take that helmet off, I'll vomit because your brain's exposed.
Stop being mean, Luke,
said Darth Vader.
Can't you see I'm trying? Other than trying to kill you, haven't I been a good father?
You're an awful dad, said Luke. You never came to my school plays. You never showed me how to put a chain on my bike. Plus, you never told me I had a hot sister. I almost kissed Leia, Dad. I mean, Darth.
Luke, if this is about your nose ring, I'm sorry for what I said.
Luke and Darth Vader kept arguing and then agreed it was too soon for a family Thanksgiving, but also agreed to give counseling a try. Obi-Wan Kenobi took Luke home and let them both know that he was proud that they were trying. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Tryptophanospeedofetamine. Tryptophanospeedofetamine is a drug made from synthetic turkeys that makes you stay awake for days and days. Tryptophanospeedofetamine.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Here you go.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Go sleep on the couch, that's what she said, 'cause he ate beans to warm their bed.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There was a Waffle House that had a little scheduling issue. This was in Birmingham, Alabama. They were short-staffed earlier this month. Only one employee showed up last Saturday night. And Saturdays tend to be crazy because, you know, drunk people.
Right, and you're one employee.
We don't know the employee's full name. His name tag says Ben. He had to take everybody's order, do all the cooking himself, bust the tables, wash the dishes. He was completely overwhelmed.
Oh,
Ben was
gosh.
Doing it all, but he couldn't keep up with everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, then around midnight, an older guy who came in to eat stood up, asked for an apron, got behind the counter, started helping out. There's a photo of the guy doing dishes. He looks like he's in his late 50s. And at least two other customers also helped out. One woman was in high heels and a short sequin dress. She'd just come from a bar, some Aww. Fancy event, who knows. But uh-huh. while Ben cooked and other customers did dishes, she took their food, stacked cups, and bused tables.
How sweet.
And other customers got photos of them, said the whole thing was just amazing to watch. I mean, I just isn't a typical real good, but man, poor Ben would have, I mean,
yeah.
he would have been stuck without if these people who just decided, you know what?
We're all this in guy. This together.
This Let's... is a lot of people helping a guy out. That's just amazing. To all those people, to Ben, y'all are
real good.
That does it for the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.